out. As I said last time, it is nothing major. I mean, he didn't get injured in the training. He reported after the training. He done a normal training like last Thursday before Watford game. But then he felt something. And unfortunately, it was a small tear, but it is a rupture in his thigh. And he's out for tomorrow's game.
And the prognosis
for Saturday's game, but the prognosis are that he should be and he will be like fit for the game after international break, which is against Spurs. Yeah.
So a setback, but not a major setback.
It is a setback, of course, because he's a very important player for us. The way he plays, he means a lot for that. For the team, for the way we are playing, he gives energy, he has impulse, and he dictates the rhythm of the game. A lot of times he's basically molesting the defense with his pace, with his quality, with his determination and everything. And it is a blow, of course, because also he was in a good form. But it's not a major setback, and as I said, he should be fit after international break. Yeah.
Alex Song,
he just started training with us. He's been training with us for his first training was before Watford game. So he's with us for 1 week now. He's fit. Well, fit. He's injury free. His knee and especially ankle that got operated is okay. There's no problem with it whatsoever. And now it is the matter of fitness and match fitness. Yeah, of course. To be fair, his first game for us after a long break is gonna be. We have a friendly game now on Wednesday. And he's going to play that, and hopefully he's naturally fit guy, and he should be back quite soon, but not like tomorrow or, you know, 1 week time, you know, because he had a long break.
And Winston Reid?
Winston, he's going to be in a squad. He's back. He had a problem since Sunderland game. It's again nothing major, but it's not a little one. It's not a knock. So now he's back in training for a whole week with us. And we are glad, of course, he's very important for us with everything on the pitch, off the pitch and everything. And we are glad to have him back.
Everton, a special game for you?
Yeah. In one hand, yes, in the other hand, not. It's just a Premiership game against a big club, against a really good team, good players and everything. It's a great test for us. In the other hand, it is special because I played there and I enjoyed it there, of course. I have some of the people there were then there as are still there. So. I am looking forward. Yeah, it is a special game, of course, because I didn't play for 10 clubs here. I played for 2 clubs, and one of them is Everton. So, definitely yes.
The co-chairman has said that he's not ruling out. The co-chairman.
Okay.
Said he's not ruling out the Champions League. Helpful comment.
I said there's nothing wrong, and I keep saying that for. 10, 11 weeks or games here. There's nothing wrong about being optimistic or thinking about something that looked like a few weeks ago or is still looking like a little bit far, far away. Under the condition that you are not stopping training because you are dreaming about it or if you are getting sloppy while you're thinking about it, if you think it's gonna come by default or for granted, That is the problem. I know the chairman thought in when he said that it was very. He felt about that in a very positive way. He knows what we have to do to be in a situation to maybe achieve that. Is to work hard, and as long as you're working hard and not staying away from your plan and from your philosophy, that there is nothing wrong about thinking good and positive.
Final one from me. Obviously, Andy spoke this week, Andy Carroll spoke this week about his mistake, promised the fans that you wouldn't do it again, but have you had to speak to him? Obviously, he was back there anyway as a centre forward defending, so that's good, but have you had to speak to him about that mistake this week?
No, I mean, that mistake was so obvious that you don't have to speak to him. I mean, he knew straight away, he knew at halftime. So we had a chat, but in front of all the players when we were talking about that game. Okay, that was kind of a weird game in a sense that we can put how we played under the carpet by saying that we gave them two goals, because both of their goals were to be fair, big individual mistakes from Andy and the second one from a centre back. But we didn't lose the game because of that. Okay, we can't make them, but we played bad, so I don't like it. If we were, let's say, good and playing good and dominating and everything, like creating chances, blah, 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 and then I would be angry at those mistakes and I would tell him in private, you can't do it. I mean, you can't do it anyway, there. But as I said then, we didn't lose the game because of those mistakes. We really deserve to be beaten there. And just to say it was because of those couple of mistakes would put us in a totally or on a totally wrong track when we were analyzing the game.